Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. And I'm your host, Mike Scherer, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. So our topic for today is fighting for truth, how to be humble and bold when you're fighting for truth. Now, I'm camping out in 2 Timothy chapters 2, 3, and 4 right now, where Paul tells Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, but avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene, okay? And then in chapter 3, where it says, understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, and people will not be lovers of truth. They'll be not lovers of God. They'll be lovers of pleasure. They'll be lovers of evil. And then Paul tells Timothy, but you followed my teaching. You followed my conduct. And then you continue, chapter 3, verse 14, in the truth, in what you have learned and firmly believed, and that you've become, since childhood, acquainted with the sacred writings. So again, we're talking about the word here. And like it says in chapter 2, verse 9, the word of God is not bound. Okay, the word of God is free. And then verse 16, in chapter 3, all scriptures breathed out by God, profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness. And then it says in chapter 4, verse 2, you preach the word. And then it gets to verse 3 of chapter 4, which says, the time is coming, and this is where I want to zero in here, when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. So the idea is people that don't bear up with or endure, or the better way to say it is they don't put up with it. You know, I will not put up with truth, okay? So they have this lust for falsehood, and it says that they have itching ears. And the idea there is that they, you know, tickle the ears, scratch the ears to feel itching on your ears. And it's this idea really of a curiosity that looks for interesting and spicy bits of information. And this itching is relieved by the messages of these false teachers. And you see it left and right. And this is, if you're a believer, this is a podcast for believers, okay? If you don't believe that God is sovereign and that He, because of our sinfulness and our separation from Him, sent the substitute, Jesus Christ, to shed His blood and die for our sins and be buried and rise on the third day. And if you don't believe that, if you don't believe that you should surrender to Christ because of that, this isn't for you, but I want you to keep listening. I want you to believe in Jesus. But this is for believers who have surrendered their life to the sovereign God who, because of their sin, sent the substitute to pay for their sins and die for their sins so that they might have life. This is for that group, okay? And our topic is about fighting for truth in a time when people are fighting for lies. What do you do? I've got three quick things for you. I hope they're helpful. And I hope you really mark these down and practice them. And they're a bit counterintuitive, and they're not what you would think a lot of people would tell you right now. A lot of Christians are saying right now, just lean into, you know, someone's pathology and try to be a good friend and just hear them and all of this and gobbledygook. Okay. I get it. I'm relational. I'm an extrovert. I love to meet with people. I love to talk with people, love to ask people questions, but I don't love to lie to people, okay, and give them the idea that they're okay when they're not. So our topic for today is fighting for truth, and here's three things I'll tell you. Number one, you got to hold the truth firmly. That's the flavor of what Paul is telling Timothy. You hold the truth firmly, okay? And that means you don't let go of it, even if, you know, there's a storm, even if there's a riptide pulling out, or even if there's waves crashing or someone's pulling on it, for, you know, like say you have a tug of war, okay? You hold it firmly. You put a vice grip on it, okay? You tell them, you know, you're not going to get this out of my death grip, okay? You just decide, I will not let go of truth, okay? I will not let go of truth. So you hold it firmly. Secondly, love them by telling them the truth. Don't lie. Don't shade it. Don't give people the impression that it's up for grabs. It's not up for grabs. And you need to know that. You need to go in thinking, I'm going to love people by telling them the truth, not lies. And then number three, not just hold it firmly, not just love them by telling the truth, but number three, don't back down. Literally, don't back down. Know that God has this. This is his program. He said, the time will come when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. The time has come, and now is that this is the law of the land, okay? And I say no to that law. I say don't go with the mindset that says lies are okay. No, don't back down. And it doesn't matter what they call you. It doesn't matter what they say about you. You, if you're a believer, you are constrained by the love of Christ to do what is right. This is why Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:4, they're going to turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, and this is the don't back down, as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Like you know, he says next, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith. And the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me, you know, his reward at that day, but and not just to me, but all who have loved his appearing. If you love the appearing of Jesus, then you need to hold the truth firmly, love people by telling them the truth, and don't back down. I firmly believe this with all my heart. Well, thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold, and I hope this will help you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.